Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity can help you in any and all areas of your life, especially in the relationship with yourself. Today we're going to be talking about money, a subject that everybody is interested in and aware of, but we're going to take it from a different point of view. What does authenticity have to do with money? Lots, actually. Being authentic, or who you really are, means being honest with yourself. And when it comes to money, many people are afraid to be honest. It takes clarity and awareness to see where you really are with your finances. My guest today is Karen Polis. She's a certified money coach, certified through Financial Recovery Institute of California, and she conducts one-on-one counseling sessions by phone for people who are finally ready for what she calls radical financial clarity. She helps people reconnect to their money in a very positive way. Thanks so much for being on the show, Karen.
Oh, hi, Mari. Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here today. And I'd like to ask you, so we can get to know you better, tell us a little bit about how you came to become a money coach. How did you come to do the work you currently do today?
Well, I'll try to make it a shorter story than it actually is. I was working in the pharmaceutical industry doing graphic design for many years, and I was laid off from that position, and I was trying to get a job in the same field doing the same thing. And during that time, I ended up with a job that was very non-ergonomic and repetitive, and I ended up getting repetitive strain injury in both of my arms very, very severely, to the point where for the next 4 years I was unable to go back to work. And
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I knew that I needed to find something else to do. I couldn't go back into the corporate world. And I knew that it was a calling to me, really, to do something that was more authentic to me. And it was no longer the corporate world, that I really needed to do something for myself. So during that 4 years, I was searching, and it really seemed hopeless. And then at some point, the money coaching came across me as something to do. I didn't know what it was at first, but it kind of sounded interesting, and I looked into it. And I just knew, like, in the moment that I started hearing about what it was, I absolutely knew that that was my next career to go into.
Fantastic. And so I know that you help people change kind of their relationship with money or the way they look at money. So tell us, what does a money coach actually do?
Well, I look at I help people look at their money from two different perspectives. So there is the practical number side of money, and that's where you're tracking your money. You want to know all the income that's coming in and everything that you're spending on, and people are pretty familiar with that part. And the other part that doesn't get talked about so much is the emotional side of money. So there really is a taboo around talking about money in our culture. And a lot of times a money coach is the only safe place for somebody to go where they can really process anything, any thoughts and feelings around their money. And so looking at those two things together gives a really holistic view of somebody's financial well-being and allows them to make some positive choices in their life around their money.
That's good, and I like what you say about it's very emotional. You know, money is equated with power, and I know that most people don't want to look weak in front of someone else. So, of course, money would be taboo. Everybody wants to look their best, give the best appearance, so talking about money or issues with money doesn't make it look very powerful or very put together, so that makes perfect sense. What kind of people come to you for coaching?
Well, mostly it's women. And that's because women have an easier time expressing themselves around their feelings about money. And also, it's usually people who, they have the money coming in, so maybe they have a really good income, but there's a mismatch in the money that they're saving or the way that they're using their money. They're thinking, like, where, you know, I have the money, where is it all going to? Sometimes there's a mismatch in the alignment of their money with their values. So maybe they have a couple of fancy cars in their driveway, but no money in their 401k saved for retirement. All kinds of things can be happening. Almost always there's a feeling of stress around their money. So there's somebody who just has the feeling that I'm not very good with money, or I can't seem to save it, or I don't understand how it works. You know, there's some kind of stress feeling around their money that I can help them to alleviate.
Fantastic. And so what's one of the things that you do, one of your tools for alleviating that stress? Because money can be very stressful. Everybody knows that. I don't think anyone's going to argue with me about that. Yeah.
It can absolutely be very stressful. And even for people who have a lot of money, it can be extremely stressful. So it's really just degrees of like somebody with less money can have less stress even than somebody with more money. A lot of people say, oh, if only I had more money, I wouldn't feel this. But that's not always the case. It's really how you view your money, your belief around your money, and how you use your money to create your life. So that could be somebody with very little income or somebody with a whole lot of income. I always start people out with a software tool that I use, and that helps them to get tracking with their money. And it's incredibly important. People, a lot of people don't want to track, but the fact is that until you get that clarity around where the money is coming and going, it's going to be very hard to make changes around money.
Very interesting. I like the way that you use the word clarity, because I know when I work with my clients, and it's in a totally different area, clarity is probably the first thing we're looking for. Because if you're in confusion about whatever area it is, in this case we're talking money, if you don't know where the money's going or why you're making X amount of money and only end up with so little money, that clarity is absolutely necessary. Very good. So what's the main message you want to bring to the public?
I would like people to know that money is neither good nor evil. It's really a neutral exchange of energy, and it can be used as a tool to enhance your life. I mean, the society that we live in, we use money. You know, maybe there's some place out there that doesn't, but we do in America here, and it's and many other countries. And it's just one of those things that once you feel differently about it and have a better idea of how it's working in your life and how to use it in your life, you can really start to use it to your advantage. And instead of being incredibly stressful, it can be something that's very interesting. It can be fun. It can be a really positive experience. So I want to just give one example of a client that I had who would, one of the things that she absolutely loves is fashion, loves clothes, loves to dress up, loves to buy clothes, and would spend a lot of money on clothing. And so one thing I do with my clients is I always have them write out a list of their needs and their wants. And the needs in my business are a lot different than maybe somebody else's, because for her, clothing felt like a need to her. So we put it on her needs list. And what ended up happening with that was once she was able to kind of be validated for having that need and express it as a need, she no longer felt that she had to go out and spend tons of money on clothing. So it was kind of ironic in that way. It was like she gave herself permission to spend money on clothes, and then she no longer needed to spend so much money on clothes.
I love that story. I love it especially because clothing is so often looked as a want, especially for women. You know, how many outfits do you have in your closet? You know, the typical my closet is full of clothes, I have nothing to wear, and sometimes you don't have anything to wear because it's not the right kind of clothes or it's not for the event that you're looking to wear it for. But I love what you say, because there was no judgment. And, you know, she didn't feel judged by you. She just felt, you said, is this a need or a want? And she said, it's a need. And you said, okay. Wow, that's really a great story. I love that. And that freed her up to not have to. Interesting. What do you think, you may not know the answer to this question, but I'm curious, what do you think happened there? Why was she no longer in need of spending the money on the clothes?
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said no judgment, that there could have been, in her mind, some judgment on herself for doing that. And maybe she didn't even recognize it as a need until we talked about that. And so it was really the giving herself permission that I think freed up the energy for her to be able to not be so tied to that.
Right. So she was almost in rebellion, almost like a rebellious teenager in a sense. You know, I'm going to.
Yeah, you could probably say that. Yeah.
Almost something like that. Not in a judgmental form, but in the way she was thinking about it. That's really a fantastic story. I love that story, Karen. Thanks for sharing that with us. So,
you
know that the show is called Dare to Be Authentic. So, where does authenticity fall in all of this? What role does it play when it comes to money?
Well, it plays a huge role. If somebody is not being authentic with their money, it will really be detrimental to their life in general. So let's just think about somebody who's, quote, keeping up with the Joneses. You know, they're trying to maybe be like their neighbors, be like what society wants them to be or what they think society wants them to be. So they think they need a big house, a fancy car, nice clothes, going to the spa, you know, on a regular basis, all that kind of stuff. And for some people, that may be a very authentic way to live their life. So that's fine for those people. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that lifestyle. But for many people, it's not authentic to the way they live their life. And so they're spending all their money trying to project this image when they might be really a lot happier and a lot more successful in life in general if they spent their money in ways that were fulfilling to them. And so maybe that means not spending money on the clothes and the car and going out to dinner all the time, but maybe they spend some money on cooking classes with their family so they can spend more time with their family at home. All kinds of things. It could mean that they have more money to take a family vacation or just a vacation by themselves.
Okay. So how do you help someone? So the person isn't. Do you think the person's aware that they're doing this? They're spending all this money to, quote-unquote, keep up with the Joneses or have a certain appearance of a lifestyle? Or is this something more subconscious that you have to help them find?
Everybody's different. There are some people who know that they're doing it, but they feel compelled to continue. And there are other people who don't really know until we get into that all-important tracking process that I was talking about earlier, where once you see those numbers in black and white and you see, oh, my goodness, this is how much I'm actually spending on clothing. This is how much I'm actually spending on that country club membership that I have that I almost never go to. You know, that's when the reality really starts to sink in for a lot of people.
That's interesting. When people talk about something like that, it always reminds me of a show, Sex and the City. There was an episode where Carrie needed money. She needed money to buy an apartment, and she took stock of the amount of shoes she had, and it turned out she had spent $50,000 $50,000 on shoes because she bought, you know, all, you know, the best designer shoes that were hundreds and hundreds of dollars each, and I forget how many she had, and she was just shocked. You know, she says, how could I have spent so much on shoes? But at the time, she loved shoes, and she wore shoes, and she didn't realize that it was like your client.
And that's such a great example. And I don't want anybody, I think she had like 400 shoes. I don't want anybody to to think that, okay, well, that means I can't ever buy nice shoes that I want. You know, I can't ever buy these $400 shoes or whatever. And that's not the case. It's really, money coaching is really about finding what is the best way for you to spend your own money. What's going to feel good to you? What's going to help you reach your goals? If buying those shoes is going to feel really good and you're going to use them and be really happy with that purchase even 6 months after the purchase was made, that's a great choice.
Right.
400 of those shoes, I think there's probably very few people for whom that would be a great choice. Because if you
right.
think about it, there's so many clothes that we buy and then 6 months later we don't even remember we have them or we wish we hadn't bought them or we don't ever wear them. So it's really about looking at the choices in your life and how can money help you to make better choices.
Yeah, I agree. And there's something else you said earlier, which I was just thinking about, is that you said money is neither good or bad. It's just something that we use. And you were saying just now, if it makes you happy. The whole point of being able to have money is to live the life that we want to live.
I love that.
Not just
yeah.
to buy the things that we need, but also to be able to have the things that we want. Like you said, maybe it's a family vacation. Maybe for someone else it is a membership at the country club because that just makes them really happy. They love to play golf, whatever. But the point of having money is so that we can enjoy our life. At least that's how I look at it. Okay, well, we have to go on a short commercial break, and then we'll be back in a couple of moments. And if you want to call in and ask any questions, our guest call-in number is 347-826-9586. We'll be back in a sec.
Get the answers to your fibromyalgia and chronic pain. At Upper Cervical Institute of Florida, we provide you with a safe, effective, and natural approach to restoring your health and regaining your life. Dr. Jean Pierre will find the cause instead of masking the symptoms. The NUCCA procedure is gentle, effective, and affordable for everyone. Call during the next 15 minutes and your consultation is free. Call 561-409-3594. Pick up the phone and call now. 561-409-3594.
Okay, we're back. We're talking with money coach Karen Polis, and we're talking about money, how it affects us. And Karen, I know that you have a new book coming out, so I want to make sure that you can tell the listener about that.
Okay, well, thank you. It's funny because my book really has absolutely nothing to do with money coaching, but nevertheless, I have a book coming out I'm very proud of. It's actually a memoir of my uncle who was in the Holocaust. He went through the entire war in the concentration camps, and he's still alive. He's 87 years old, and I just finished this book. It is called Moses Was Watching Over Me, and it should be available for sale starting sometime next week. So if anyone is interested, just check out MosesWasWatchingOverMe.com. And all the information will be there.
Fantastic. I think that's lovely that you've done that book because the book itself is almost a family heirloom. I mean, it's a testimony to your father's bravery, what he went through, and I think that was just a lovely thing for you to do. Yeah, I mean uncle. I keep saying father, your uncle. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, so tell us before we run out of time where we can get a hold of you and any of the products that you have that you'd like to tell us about.
Okay, well, my website is followmantis.com. So that's follow like follow the leader and mantis like the praying mantis, M-A-N-T-I-S. And you can see all my information there. My phone number is 610-783-0195. I do work over the phone, so it doesn't really matter where you're located, but I am on the East Coast just for scheduling times. Also, I always do a free 20-minute consultation with anybody who's interested, and mm-hmm. that will give them an idea if this is a good fit for what they're trying to achieve in their life. And the other thing I just wanted to mention, if you want to go on to a site called financialrecovery.com, that has a tab there for free stuff, and it's absolutely free. You don't even have to give your email address or anything for that, and that gives you some resources to look at about money, and that's a good place to go if you want to get a little more information as well.
Very nice. So financialrecovery.com. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing those resources with us. Okay, so as you talk with your clients with money, about money, do you find that it takes a little time for them to loosen up and get to the bottom of things, or are most people ready to go because they've already called you and they're ready?
I would say that, well, first of all, everybody is so different, and my process is really customized to each person. But there are, it takes a while for people to get to where they really, to the bigger picture, to where they want to be with that. But it's actually only a couple sessions in where they start seeing some major changes and having some major awarenesses. So they could immediately start shifting their focus around money and making strides towards those bigger goals just within the first, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks. But then to get to, like, the whole picture, that comes a little further down the lane.
Okay, but it's good to know, and that's why I had asked you, that within a couple of weeks, a person can begin to make those shifts and move towards, more towards the direction that they're looking to go in.
Absolutely, yeah. Usually people start, as long as they are actually doing the process, they usually start having insights right away. And it's like any self-growth process, and a lot of times for people, money is the last frontier of self-growth. So maybe they've gone through something with their relationship and their health and all kinds of things, and money is sort of like the last one that they haven't really focused on yet.
Interesting. So a lot of these people already know about self-help and been working on themselves, and now it's time to get the money under control. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that could be true for a lot of people. And money, I really see money as a form of self-care. And so if you're not taking care of your money, then in a way you're not taking care of yourself. And people work so hard for their money. They work, 40-plus hours for their money, and then they don't even spend 5 minutes trying to make it work for them. So I'm kind of like, what happens after you get that money? What do we do with it now?
That's good. I love that you say that it's self-care. And the way I look at it also is, if you're always worried about money, if you're stressing out because of money, that's affecting you. That's affecting your health. It's affecting your relationships. So I teach my clients to take very good care of themselves. And part of that has to do with not being stressed over money. Because if you're stressed, it doesn't matter what you're stressed over. Yeah, if you're stressed over something, that's affecting you.
That's a great point, and it reminds me of another client where once we started to work on her money and she started to feel better about that aspect of her life, she decided she wanted to stop smoking. So it really can affect all kinds of parts of your life. I had another client who, she used to fight with her husband over money all the time, and through this process, they stopped fighting and they started talking. It doesn't mean they agreed necessarily, but they were no longer fighting over it.
That's fantastic. I especially love the one about the smoking, because I guess she was smoking because smoking is supposed to make you feel unstressed. I've never smoked. And so probably now that the stress was gone, she didn't feel the need. That's a really fantastic story. I love that, Karen. Very nice.
Yeah, I think anytime you're cleaning up a part of your life, it's going to filter into other parts of your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. All the parts are connected, and feeling good about money or your choices about money. See, there's a lot of, for me, there can be a lot of guilt associated. You talked about that before, about the way we spend our money. People may not approve. People may say we're being frivolous, like the lady with the clothes, and that doesn't lead to us feeling good about ourselves and feeling guilty about our money and how we spend our money. So all those negative feelings certainly don't make for a better life. And so
correct.
You're helping people alleviate that, that's really fantastic. Okay, so Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener out there? Maybe someone who really is extremely stressed about money, doesn't really know where to go, what to do. What would be a couple of things you could say to them?
Well, couple things. I would say, first of all, it's not about deprivation, because just like if you try to go on a diet and you're depriving yourself of certain foods, as soon as you go off it, you're going to want all those foods, right? And we'll probably overindulge.
Right.
Money has the same sort of effect. So I'd never want people to be in deprivation around their money, but I always want them to be in clarity around their money. So if there's somebody who's really stressed out and doesn't even know where to start, I would say the most effective thing to do right away is start tracking. Even if it's just simple, you get a pen and a paper and you write down, you know, this is what I spent today and this is what I spent it on. And just do that for 2 weeks and see what comes of that, because you'd be surprised at how just a small amount of tracking can bring a great amount of awareness.
Good. So you just take your expense, like let's say your checkbook. Well, a lot of people don't use checkbooks, but you just track. Today I spent, you know, $2.95 on my coffee, et cetera, et cetera. That's what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah, very simple. Don't track. Don't complicate it. Don't get out the spreadsheet and, you know, all that stuff. just jot it down on a piece of paper and or whatever, you know, is most comfortable for you. And just look. Just think about, you know, well, what did I spend today and yesterday and, you know, for these 2 weeks. And it's an interesting exercise to try.
I like it. I like it because you say don't get out of spreadsheet, because that to me can also be an excuse. You know, by the time we get out the spreadsheet, get the spreadsheet together, oops, it took too long to make the spreadsheet. Now I couldn't really track anything. So sometimes
exactly,
being
yeah,
that organized.
And that's what I would help people with, you know, if they want to get that detailed and really work on this and really get a handle on it, that's where I come in. But if you're just doing it on your own, do what's easiest for you.
Okay, and as you're looking, a quick question about that. As you're looking at your spending habits, and let's say I'm tracking my spending, let's say for a week, what would you suggest, a week or two, just track it, see what's coming up?
Yeah, I think about 2 weeks is probably a good amount just to get an idea of what's happening.
Okay, and then as you look at it later, it's 2 weeks over, and now you're looking at it. Now what are you looking for?
I think what usually happens with people is as they're tracking, that's when the awareness has happened. So it's not necessarily going back and looking at the 2 weeks, but they'll be in the middle of tracking and notice patterns, you know, like maybe I went to Starbucks 8 times this week. and that added up, you know, then they can do the adding up and see how much did that cost, and wasn't there something else you wanted to buy for the same amount of money and said you didn't have it over here, you know? So it's very interesting. Yeah.
And I imagine also that some people stop as you're tracking and you're seeing, wow, I spent $15 on Starbucks last week, maybe the next week. They begin to change their patterns a little bit. I think that's
exactly
really interesting. I'm going to have to try it myself just to see what happens.
Yeah, let me know. Definitely.
It has been such a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
And thank you all for listening. Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We are on every Wednesday, 12:30. To 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks so much for listening. And I'd also like to make one more announcement. My newest book, Dare to Be Authentic, Finding Your Authentic Self, is out, and you can find it on my website, lifecoachmari.com. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you so much for listening, and catch me next week. Bye-bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hello, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, good. So it doesn't cut us off. Good. So the people have been hanging out. Awesome. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I thought it went really well.
Okay, beautiful. So I am going to send you, you'll see it pop up on my website automatically, because once the show airs, it pops. But I'm going to send you a link with the link to the show and also with the code so you can embed it into your website. And also the email about how to get that commercial going. Very good.
That sounds great.
Thank you so much, Karen. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Really good info. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too. I appreciate it. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.